McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, we are going to talk about smoking. And I know a lot of people are giving out to me before the Christmas because I had a bad cough and the cold. I don't want to go on about it. But a lot of people say it doesn't help now that you're smoking. Now, here's the good news. I gave up smoking for 5 days. Yes. Before you ask, I'll say I'm so proud, you know. I kind of went back on them again. And the reason, when I say went back on them again, no, not as much as I did before. I'm smoking about 3 or 4 cigarettes a day, maybe 5. And the reason is because I just happen to have a load of duty free in the house. And I've made a promise to myself as a New Year's resolution, I'm not going to buy any more cigarettes. When they're gone, that's it. I've proved to myself over that 5 days, without too much trouble, that I managed to give them up. So I'm going to give them up, right? So for me, this topic is good, okay? By the way, even when I was smoking, I would have agreed with this to some degree because I think it's a good thing for society in general. I'm not a nanny state person. I'm not a person who likes to ban things or censor anything. By the way, I don't believe in censorship. I don't believe in banning, generally speaking, unless it's genuinely to do with public health. And I'm looking here and it says, Milan, of course, what a wonderful progressive city. They've introduced a no smoking policy in public spaces. So that's everywhere. Public spaces are the streets, the parks, everywhere. It's a major step towards improving air quality as far as they're concerned in public health. Now, I'm not going to go down the air quality route because, look, we're always going to have industry. We're always going to have cars on the road. I'm not buying into the electric car thing, by the way. We're always going to have cars on the road. I don't believe by 2030 in some countries they're planning to get rid of diesel and petrol cars. It's not going to happen. All right, it just isn't going to happen because the current electric car model is not the answer. I've said this a million times. By the way, on that note, there was a figure out today. I think AJ will correct me if I'm wrong here. I think it was AJ told me earlier on the overall stats for the year. Was it 23% down on sales of electric cars last year? Something around 23 or 24. 24%, there you go. And the reason is because they're inconvenient and we don't have the grid for it. The battery doesn't last long enough. The charging is too long. It's like when they brought out CDs first. Do you remember when they brought out CDs first? It was like, oh, look at this. You can scratch them, rub marmalade on them, and they still play. But they didn't still play. They skipped. They were worse than records. They were dreadful. CDs were never the answer. So we kind of bypassed the CD and went straight to hard drives and downloads and streaming and all that kind of stuff, right? And CDs really don't exist anymore. Well, some people still have some of them, I suppose. So it's the same with the current EV model of cars. The current model of car is not going to last long. It's a kind of stopgap somewhere in evolution where we went from water-powered, steam-powered cars to diesel-powered and petrol-powered cars. Now we're going to move on to electric cars at some point in the future, but this is not the point. I think we're forcing ourselves into that situation. Okay, I digress. And the reason I was talking about that is because I think the fumes, which are very low nowadays because the emissions from cars have improved so much, particularly with clean diesel and everything else. So it is very low nowadays, but we're still going to have industry. We're still going to have smoke, you know, a bit of smoke in the atmosphere. We're still going to, the air pollution level, if you live in a city, is never going to be perfect. So the idea of, you know, few people having a cigarette outside at a bus stop is not going to improve the air quality by getting rid of them too much, really, is it? So I don't buy into that argument. But I think for society, giving up smoking in public health is probably a good thing. But you may not agree with me. So I want to hear from you. Should we follow Milan's lead? We were the first country, by the way, in Europe to ban smoking in the workplace. Do you remember that? We were in public spaces. Well, when I say public spaces, workplaces, right? That's where you can't smoke in a restaurant, bar, and everything else where people work. So should we adopt a similar policy when it comes to public spaces? Is it time to rethink smoking in Ireland? Or is this a step too far? Essentially, what the ban would mean is you cannot smoke anywhere that's not your own home. Essentially, or your own car. You can smoke in your own car, I'm assuming, but not your, you can't smoke on a public street, public place, or anywhere, public buildings, anywhere. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008, 087-188-0008. Let me go to Donal first. Donal, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you?
Happy New Year to you, Donal.
And same to you too, indeed. Before we hit on the smoking part, and I'll talk about smart, I have to tell you one of my childhood memories in national school. And myself and my teacher at the time, we never, ever got on. I mean, never. You know? And on my final day in national school, I left the door. There was 9 people in my class, and she shook hands with 8 of the 9 people out the door. And when she put her hands in front of me, I kept my hand down and walked out the door. I just said to myself, good luck to you, girls.
Yeah, I won't be seeing you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
By the way, I had to shove that at you.
Yeah.
Right. Smoking. Look, as I said to you a while ago, I'm embarrassed to say this to you. I do smoke myself. I smoked for 35 years, and I gave them up 10 years ago, and for 9 years I gave them up, and then 2 years ago, I convinced myself that they were the answer to my minor emotional crisis.
Yeah, I did that. I did that too. I gave them up for 3 years, going back about 10 years ago. And then when I went through a separation and divorce, I convinced myself they were the answer to my minor crisis too. Yeah.
And all you're doing really is paying more tax to the government.
Yeah. Anyway, I know.
But look, I'm not here to defend smoking or go against it. Look, and I know you were probably going to make the argument, freedom of, not speech, but whatever the word is, you know, you're entitled to do a certain amount without the government controlling you totally. But on the whole, smoking probably isn't the best thing you could do in this world.
No, I think we all agree with that, yeah.
And I say that.
You were talking about freedom of autonomy. In other words, yeah, if you want to damage your own body, you should be allowed to, yeah.
Well, within reason, you know, but on the whole, the smoking ban inside in public buildings, the pub, the cane, was it 2002 or 2001?
Yeah, and the smoking in the workplace, what was it, 2003? Yeah.
2003.
Yeah, that was Micheál. By the way, that was Micheál Martin. He did that.
Yes, correct. Yep. Correct. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He was Minister for Health at the time, yeah. Yeah,
that's right. But people look back now in hindsight, and people were very much against it, but people would say that, by and large, that was
a huge success. Yes, it was a huge success.
That was a good law. Yeah. And sometimes laws that come in aren't very popular, but in years down the road, they look back and say...
I remember arguing with Micheál Martin on the radio at the time. I was on another radio station. I remember arguing at him, saying this is not going to work. I worked in the nightclub industry at the time as well. And I said, this is not going to work. How are we going to police this? And he said, oh, it'll police itself. And I said, I don't believe you. And sure enough, on the day that it happened, I remember the date in question was like, as and from tomorrow, there's no more smoking in the nightclubs. People just police themselves. I don't think we ever had to put anybody out for doing it. One or two people for the first few months did it by mistake, just, you know, out of habit. And you just go always say, sorry, can you put that out? You know, you're not allowed to do that anymore. And it was grand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So could we do the same on public streets?
Like a lot of things in this life, some people are ahead of their time and some people aren't.
Don't ever accuse Micheál Martin of being ahead of his time now.
he's not the worst guy in the world. I'm not defending
him. No, he's not. Here's my opinion on Micheál for once and for all, right?
Right.
I don't think he's a leader, right? And I'm sorry, Micheál, if you're listening, right? I think he's a really nice guy, but I just don't think he can make decisions. He just goes with the flow. He's a nice guy. Do you know what I mean? He's just...
Well, I do. Look, I'll put it this way to you. Some people are more designed for the position of vice chairman than chairman.
You've nailed it. That's it. He'll always be the bridesmaid and never the bride. Is that what you're saying to me? Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. But some people, they have a natural ability.
Yes,
to lead.
I would agree with you.
And other people would be very, very good at being a vice chairman, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think you're probably right. Getting away from Micheál, but the reason we brought him up, obviously, because he was involved of the first smoking ban in Ireland, the workplace ban. So a public place, in other words, that you couldn't have a smoke donal when you're walking down the street.
Right, okay.
How do you feel? How would you feel about that? Would you be okay with that and say to yourself, well, look, sure, it's not going to do me any harm?
I think, I'm trying to be futuristic here, I think that law will come in.
I think it will.
I think that law will come in. It's only a matter of time. It takes a while for society to accept things.
Mm.
And I've been outside hospitals.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And you see people outside the door that are patients, and it's such an unsightly. And here I am as a smoker telling you this. It's so unsightly, people going out, having a cigarette, being in the queue for treatment in a hospital.
Oh, yeah. You'd see them, but they'd walk out wheeling their oxygen machine or drip with them.
Yeah.
And they're smoking a cigarette. I know.
It's so hypocritical, but I reckon, and I'm just my gut feeling, that this law will come in.
Mm.
It mightn't please everybody. I'm not trying to defend this, but I overall, look, and most people would admit this, even though hardened smokers, that it's not the best thing in the world. And the government are trying to do their best. Look, they're not perfect, and there's a lot of laws that are made, including you can't chastise a child. You know, there's a lot of laws that are made in Dáil Éireann, and some of the things who are making the laws are so far away from reality, it's unbelievable. But this particular law, there's no mention of coming to Ireland now, but, you know, the Irish authorities and the Department of
Health. Oh, yeah, they'll be looking at this. They'll be going, oh, yeah, look at what Milan are doing. Yeah.
And they'll be watching the results. And if I make a prediction, within 5 years, it'll be happening here.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Angela as well. Happy New Year, Angela.
Thank you. Bye. Happy New Year, my dear. How are you feeling? Are you over your cold?
It took a long time to get over that cold of mine, but I eventually did get over it. Mind you, with the cold weather coming in, I'll probably catch another one. That's the way it works, isn't it?
No. Oh, I love this weather.
Here's the thing I can't understand, and maybe other people can relate to this, right? Generally speaking, I'm a reasonably healthy person. And I'm going to let you in on something here. So I have alopecia since I was a child, right? And one of the reasons that when you have alopecia is, the reason you have alopecia is because you have an overactive immune system, overactive white cells. So your white cells attack the hair follicles in your body, right? So that's the reason you have alopecia, right?
Yeah.
So for that, the benefits and the upshot of having alopecia is you tend not to get too many coughs and colds. So throughout my life, touch wood, I've never been in hospital. I've never had bad coughs and colds. When I was young, my mother used to say I was a carrier. I never got the measles and all the chicken poxes and all the things the kids got when they were in school. I very rarely ever got those. I'd carry them, she said. So, but in the last 3 years, I swear to God, I've never had so many bloody colds. What's going on?
Yeah, I think
maybe I'm getting old.
I've been blessed because I got it about 3 weeks ago. And it was just a really bad head cold. And I took 2 paracetamol every night for a week, got as much sleep as I could, and I was fine. But there is some strain going around that is hammering people.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's a long people. Cough. Everybody's talking about a cough that's lasting weeks.
A 100-day cough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thankfully, I'm on day 99 now. I think it's nearly gone. Anyway, Angela, getting back to smoking, which is kind of related to the cough anyway, because being a smoker, the cough was even worse. There you go.
Yeah.
So, getting back to smokers, would you be okay with banning them in a public place?
They can, as politely as I can put this, fuck off. Happy New Year, and you can fuck off. If you think that I'm not going to be able to walk down the street and have a cigarette, Jesus Christ, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. You can't smoke here, you can't smoke there, you can't smoke here, you can't smoke here. And now they're just going to say the only place you can smoke is inside your
home. But here's the thing. You're not allowed to drink alcohol in a public place. When I say a public, a public place. You're not allowed to walk down the street drinking beer, right? It depends on where you live, by the way. There's different, they're bylaws, right? They're called bylaws.
Yes.
But you can't drink in a field, although people do it. You're not supposed to drink in a field in most places, depending on what county council area you live in. So it's not we kind of accept that. We don't walk down the road with, you know, a bottle of vodka in our hand. So
no.
Why can't we just accept this?
You can sit outside a pub, you can sit outside a restaurant, you can sit outside an area, you can sit down and you can have a drink. Why can't you sit down? Jesus Christ, we can't have one. And actually, I'll be very honest. I'm delighted that they've taken it outside, because I can remember going to Spain for a good few years after the smoking ban.
And you could still smoke there,
You felt like a bowel child.
there's still some places you can do it, by the way.
That you can. There are places that do it. But the one thing that I'd say is, I don't mind having to go outside and have a cigarette. I kind of prefer it now in one way. But No, don't take that from me. Please do not take that from me.
We're not taking it from you per se, Angela. We're taking it from Donal too. He's a smoker too.
They will be taking it from me.
He's okay
they
with
will.
It.
They'll be targeting me.
But I want to take the cigarettes off you because I don't want you to die young. No more than you want me because I am a smoker and Donal to die young. So they're doing us a favour.
I know, but I'm not ready, Niall. I'm not ready for all of this yet. Now, I can remember going back years ago after I had cancer and my doctor did say it and my ex-husband sat there and witnessed it when she said, you're not ready to give up the cigarettes after this because the cancer had nothing to do with it.
No.
So she was like, no, you're not ready.
Yeah, not all cancers are related to smoking. I know that.
No,
yeah.
They're not. And now I know it's 15 years after, but I'm still not ready.
You're still not ready. Donal, are you ready? Are you ready, Donal?
Ready for what, sorry?
For not buying any more cigarettes.
Well, I did recently, out of purely economics, I went on the Rollies.
The Rollies, okay.
And they're not very convenient.
No, they're not. I tried them once.
But they're a third of the price.
Well, I know, yeah. But I'm just not good at... I tried the Rollies, but I just wasn't good at rolling. So what used to happen was I'd roll them too thin and then I'd have this little soggy end on it.
I know. That's a learning process. But you asked me, sorry, for delaying the answer. Am I ready? Yes.
Yeah, see, he's ready, Angela. Yeah. He's ready.
I'm ready.
I'm not. You see, the other thing is... I have tremors, Niall. So can you imagine me trying to roll a feckin' cigarette? There'd be more tobacco outside of the cigarette than there would be inside of the cigarette.
Well, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second. Rosaline, I'm going to come to in a second, who's against the ban as well. I want to know if you were for it. I don't know whether Rosaline is ready to give them up yet, so we'll talk to Rosaline, who's a smoker, in a second. Are you a smoker? Are you a non-smoker? Would you be delighted to see a ban on smoking in public places in Ireland? That would mean everywhere, by the way, essentially apart from your own home. In other words, you would not be allowed to smoke on the street. The only place you could smoke is your own home or your own car. And by the way, there is a law against smoking in your own car if you have children under the age of 12. Although I don't think anyone's ever in charge of that. If they brought it in 2018, it was a kind of good thing to bring in at the time. But I don't think anyone, AJ might just check that for me there. I don't think anyone's ever been charged with smoking in their car with a 12-year-old or somebody under the age of 12 in the car. It is illegal to do. But I think they brought it in as a kind of goodwill gesture-y thing to say, well, look, at least parents now know. So they probably parents just police themselves on it. Well, some parents do. All right, according to the looking back to Google there, Mr. Google, he says, yeah, in the 12 months after that piece of legislation was brought in, I think it was back in 2017-18, nobody was charged. And I'm assuming since nobody's been charged, because I haven't heard of anybody being charged. And maybe that's a good thing, because nobody needed to be charged. Because it would be difficult for the police, you know, the Garda Síochána, to police that one, you know, because it has to be passing by a car and physically see you smoking. And then, how old are the kids in the back of the car? It's a dodgy one. You know, and at worst, they'd probably just stop you and say, look, put it out. You know what I mean? Because it's not something they'd want to be fining people for. But still, it was a good thing to bring in at the time, I thought. Let me go to Rosalind. Rosalind, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Happy New Year to you and all your staff.
Happy New Year to you too. Is it Rosaline or Rosalyn?
Thank you.
Rosaline.
Well, okay. Okay, would you be happy with this as a smoker? How would you feel if you were banned from smoking in the streets?
I'm a very heavy smoker since I was about 14.
Okay.
55 now. I've been smoking a long, long time. I smoke an average about 30 a day,
no. That's a lot, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back a couple of years ago, I tried various things over the years to give up smoking, like, what you call that thing?
Nicorette.
Psycho, this
yeah.
and...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 and
so you want... So the thing is, you wanted to give them up. You did want to give them up, yeah, okay.
Well, the last time I actually really went to a doctor and, you know what I mean? Like, when my youngest child was born, who was now 25, you know, she was a couple of weeks old. And I went and, you know, it was all psycho, this and that. And
yeah, but did you, I'm curious now, did you give up smoking during the pregnancy?
No.
No. No, a lot of people didn't in those days. That wasn't a thing. Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, and I won't lie. You know, I'm here to tell my truth. You know,
I'm not judging you.
Give my opinion. No, no, I know you're not judging me, but I'm here to give my opinion. I'm here to tell my truth. But I was listening to this fella going on and on and on, and all of a sudden, fuck, I can't wait to get out of my car and light up.
Right.
You know, so it did absolutely nothing for me, this psycho, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I've never got the needle things done and the this thing and the other thing. I've done the patches. I've done.
But here's the thing. I'm listening to you, Rosalind, and what you're saying to me is you've tried all these things to give them up. So the point is, you want to give them up. You do want to give them up. You don't want to be a smoker, do you?
I'm kind of getting to the stage at this stage of my life. I'm like, I'm a smoker and that's it.
Yeah, but you'd rather, I don't know what age you are now, but...
I said to you, I'm 55.
Okay,
I'm
okay, thanks for telling me your age. Okay, yeah, 55. If you keep smoking 30 a day, you keep smoking 30 a day, that's grand. You fire away. And it is going to shorten your life.
Absolutely. And this is probably, you know, and I've thought about this, you know, and this is probably the things that you take. But like what you're, the girl that takes the call there a while ago, I can't remember her name.
AJ, yeah.
And AJ, okay, she said to you, you know, she has had this and she has had that. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but what I mean is she has ups and downs in her life. And she still likes her cigarette and she still couldn't give him up and so on and so forth. So my
I don't think that was AJ. She doesn't smoke. It was probably, it was the other one. All right. Anyway, the point is, she still doesn't give them up. You're grand. So what I'm saying is, so if they brought in a ban tomorrow in public places, you heard Donal, he'd be happy enough with that, even though he's a smoker. Whereas Angela says no bloody way.
I think it's very unfair because I'll tell you why. It's taken away a choice.
Okay, your liberty to do it. Yeah.
Exactly, because I have a grandson, a four-year-old grandson. I have two children, I have one grandson. I'm not going to get my children and my grandson and put them into my car and smoke away. I don't smoke in my car because...
Yeah, you don't want to damage their health. You make those choices, but you don't believe you're doing any harm by smoking on the streets, and I think that's what a lot of people believe. Donal, just come back to you. Sorry, Rosaline, thank you for that. Donal, come back to you. What Angela says is no feckin' way, but you know the argument Rosaline says is, and she's right. What harm are you doing smoking on the street?
Say that now or something.
Yeah, what I mean, in Milan, they said the reason they're doing it is to improve air quality. Now I'm not buying that. I don't think you having an El Roli in the middle of the main street is going to improve or disimprove the air quality.
I don't think anyone's going to buy that. I really think what they're trying to do, they're trying to improve society overall. You know, and
the health of society, yeah.
I'll make a prediction. You know, Milan, they will set a trend, and it's only a matter of time before some members of the EU follow within a year or two, and it'll become the norm within 5 or 6 years. It'll become, I'm not trying to defend the law or go against it, but I think the political reality, we are heading that direction.
Yeah, there you go, Angela. And he's right, Angela. We are heading in that direction. Somebody in the EU will spot that, and it'll become an EU directive, and all of a sudden, that'll be it then.
Yep. I think we are, but I'm kind of more hoping that it'll dwindle out over about 30 years.
I know.
Right?
No, well, you won't get it. You're not going to get another 30 years out of it.
No, I know. And listen.
I mean, look what they were doing. Now, I know they didn't end up doing it in the end, but they're hoping to push it through the next year in New Zealand, which was to ban the sale of cigarettes to anybody under the age of 21, increasing to 22 next year, increasing to 23 the year after.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, so that wouldn't affect you or any smokers currently at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, the one thing I will say is, if I am standing on the street smoking a cigarette, I'm actually very conscious and aware of who's around me. So I'll step away, you know, if there's someone there, like a fart. Do you know what I mean? If it's blowing that way, I'll go that way.
So, are you telling me when you're going to let a fart, you're conscious of who's around you and you'll move downwind?
Of course I do, as fast as I can, so I don't get the same. But, you know, I am...
No, like, I'm the same. If I'm smoking, like if I'm in company... Even outdoors, I won't smoke if I'm in company of people who don't smoke. I generally won't. I'll walk away from them to have the cigarette. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if I'm sitting down, like it's happened before, you know, that you're sitting in company and I will have a cigarette. But what I'd be conscious of is it's like, okay, listen, I'm going to move because it's going into your face. Or I'm going to move.
But I mean, but they bring in these laws and it doesn't really seem to affect anybody. Like, for example, if you go to Florida and you go to any one of the 27 theme parks that they have there, you know, be it Disney, Universal, there's no smoking allowed in any of them now. They used to have smoking areas, but they've practically done away with them completely now. So you, from the moment you walk in there at 10 o'clock in the morning to the moment you leave at 7 o'clock at night or whatever it is, you're not allowed to smoke. And they're very strict about it. But it doesn't need to bother anybody. It hasn't affected attendance.
Niall, do you know what? That's the psychological thing, right? When I fly to Spain or when I fly to the States or when I, like, I go down, let's say I fly from Shannon, right? There's a smoking area inside. I'll go down, I'll have a cigarette. Let's say if I'm going to the States, right? I'll have my last cigarette, I'll get on. I'm fine. I'm grand on the plane. I am fine, no problem. But it's the second I get off the plane and I know that in 50 foot I can have a cigarette, I'm going, get my bag, I need to have a cigarette.
I know. There's nothing worse than that for a cigarette, by the way, when you get off a 9-hour flight.
Oh my God, it's fabulous.
But yeah, you're off your head. You start dizzy.
Yeah, I'm fine when I'm not allowed to have one.
But okay, I understand the point you're making. We'll stay there for a second. Let me just go to Oisin as well. Oisin, hi, how are you?
Picture this, Niall.
Picture this.
Assumpta Jacqueline.
Assumpta? I haven't heard that name in years.
Assumpta or Concepta.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, are outside your own front door, warm summer's day. This band's coming in and you're all having a cigarette, right? Looking around, conspicuous as feck. And you're wondering, and you're waving the air in front of you. Jesus, that's some shooting. And next of all, an electric car rocks up and the cigarette police get out and they're looking at you. And they have a megaphone. Put down cigarette. Step aside from the cigarette. It's like the lads out of, Monsters, Inc. Yellow lads who drop down out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they come in with, like, hoovers and they're trying to clean all this crap out. They're trying to suck all the poison out of the air. And by the way, they'll turn around and ask you, sorry about that now. I'm sorry, we've been reported. You'd be all the court and twitchers. The electric car, it's at 6%. Can I get a charge off you? I tell you what I believe.
Look, Milan are doing it. You know, they're the kind of progressive capital of the world, aren't they? Milan. So they sound.
No, in fairness, they are. In fairness, I was about to say genuinely the same thing. They can go and kiss the lower part, which is the rear end of my body, and go and F themselves, right?
Why?
Now, I'm a smoker, and I'm a dumbass. But here's the thing.
What harm will it do you?
It won't do anybody any harm.
Ah, shut up, Angela.
But the whole point here is that New Zealand have the right idea, right?
Yeah.
You bring it over here every single year. It goes up by a year.
I'm okay with that too. But no, that won't affect you or Angela because you're adults. You can buy cigarettes. Okay.
It won't. But I mean,
you'll be dead by the time that can affect you.
You can still go into town on Moore Street and so other different places and buy black market tobacco.
But here's the thing, Oisin. We all accepted. We gave out. I remember back in 2003 when they brought in the smoking ban in the workplace in Ireland.
The smoking ban was the best thing.
I had the same conversation on the radio I was having right now before that smoking ban came in with people like Angela and people like you and people like everybody coming on the air tonight saying, no, what a horrible idea. Well, my body, my choice. I'll do what I want to do.
Idea.
And they were
best idea.
I didn't.
Yeah, they were giving out about it then.
I'm telling you now, I thought it was the best idea that he ever actually brought in. And it worked. And you're right, people policed themselves.
Yeah.
And they did. And it has worked to its detriment. It really has. Everyone yeah. just goes outside now for a smoke or a vape. You know what I mean? And the pubs are cleaner.
Yeah, sorry, Angela. Go on, Angela. The only thing, what, Angela?
The only downfall, as we have often laughed about, that the smoking ban in workplaces and nightclubs and all that was that you could now smell the Guinness fart and the vomit and everything from the nightclub.
You mix in years
after.
Yeah,
we got used to it. We got used to the smell of farts after that.
No. Yeah. No. Am I still going to go around and have a smoke outside? Of course I am.
But how would you feel? How would you feel if there was like, you know, an 85 euro public order on the spot fine for?
Who's going to catch me?
But the car. If you're on your what? The bike.
If I'm on a bicycle, who's going to catch
you? You don't smoke on your bicycle, do you?
Nobody could. I could take it that extreme.
Nobody's going to smoke on their bicycle.
No, I'm not really. I don't mean I'm safe.
Go ahead, Angela.
No, you can't get guards to come down around the corner when there's a robbery. Do you honestly think they're going to arrest someone?
Tertullius just sounds so boring tonight. Like, I mean, you sound like a mate of mine. There's a mate of mine is a smoker. I'm a smoker too, obviously, but there's a mate of mine who's a smoker. And he won't even go to the cinema because he's not allowed to smoke.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I know it's bullshit. So, Oisín, no, you saying to me, I won't go outdoors anymore, or I'll go on my bike or whatever. I don't know.
What?
You know what I mean?
Go and enjoy your movie. I'm a smoker, and I sat in and watched World War II, the atomic bomb.
Hiroshima. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. I enjoyed every minute of that film.
No, I couldn't. I watched a bit of it and I was losing the will to live. Honestly.
No, fantastic. I'm one of these highly, I don't mean this in a smart way, I'm really highly intelligent and I absorbed all of it. Right?
Are you saying I'm not?
No, I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't.
You had to go and watch that to know what it's about. I don't.
No, I already know what it's about. I've studied warfare and history.
You know, I know what Oppenheimer is about, but I just didn't enjoy the film. I watched a while of it and then I just, I'm losing the will.
No. What I'm saying to you is, apart from three toilet breaks, and get more popcorn.
Now, what I did over the Christmas was I hadn't watched it before. It was actually AJ recommended Ozark, and I started binge watching Ozark. So I'm almost finished now, 5 seasons or whatever.
Do you know what's really good? And I'm on episode 7. Is Say Nothing? Oh my god!
Say Nothing.
Have you seen that?
I am.
No. So okay. We'll come back to them in a second. Let me just go to Mike. Back to smoking outside. Oisín, I know you have to go back to work. Thank you, Oisín. Happy New Year.
No, sorry, mate. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let me go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you?
How's she cutting?
Mike, happy new year to you.
Same to you, my friend, same to you. No. I mean, are you still smoking them or are you off them?
I was off them for 5 days over the Christmas, but I had some duty free, so I went kind of back on them again. Well, when I say I'm back on them, I'm only smoking about 5 cigarettes a day, and when they're gone, I'm not going to buy any more.
I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, and the film was on there during Christmas, was the Snapper. I'm off the fags since the film The Snapper was released.
Oh, that must be 20 years, is it?
Wow.
It is 24 or 5, it might say. Mm. And the film, do you remember the film there when a man said, I suppose Jiggy's out the question when she was there, not she doing her knitting. And I said that to the wife and...
Well, I suppose it rides out the question, isn't that what he said? She said, and he says, I'll go and brush my teeth.
Brush my teeth, yeah. She went to bed and I was going to say, I'll have a fag, I'll wash my teeth and I'll do my bit for my country. And no, I just was the Sunday night after Ash Wednesday. No interest in giving them up Ash Wednesday, but this Sunday night and I had two fags left in the box. And I said, Christ, I'll have one for now and I'll have one for going to work in the morning. I said, I won't. I said, I'll smoke the two of them and our four child would just have been born. I said, I smoked the next fag then when the young fellow would be 21.
Yeah.
And he's 24 gone now, so and I didn't go back enough. And the only reason, so for my health, I gave him up. And I was there, and no, it's cold turkey, was I was there with four kids. If they started smoking when they were 16 like me, they'd never have a bob.
That's true.
The reason I gave. And I was never off the fags for a month or 6 months or a year that I was only ever off them since the last one I smoked.
Okay, getting back to this ban in Milan, that's going to kind of ring to us. So the ban in Milan, do you think it'll work here if they brought in a ban in public places?
You have to go back to the start, Niall. I think there's a lot more sinister stuff going on. And they're bringing in this, whether it's this kind of premature or what, like, sure.
When you say sinister, okay, give me what what's your line of thinking on it. Because you know me, I'm not into bands or all that kind of stuff.
I'll give you straight from the hip, Niall.
Control.
One time there, when they were doing the snow, like they're going to the toilets and all that, so they're not even going into the cubicles now to do the snow.
All right, okay.
So that you think that they're going to enforce, and like there's, look, are the guys going to enforce this? I don't know. They'll probably catch some innocent, naive young fella there and they'll stroke him, all right, yeah. But there's a lot more sinister stuff going on, Niall, than like, they're on about zero tolerance and all that, like. So this is a nanny state, like, that they're kind of turning it into, like.
Okay, so you think it's kind of more about control than anything else, really? I'm not disagreeing with you, and in principle I disagree with the idea of a ban, but in saying that, I don't see anything negative coming out of it. You know what I mean? The only thing that comes out of it is a positive thing that might encourage people to give up smoking, which is always a good thing, isn't it?
Look, every cigarette I smoked, Niall, I enjoyed it, and if only the fag out today, I would still inhale the fag. But I would not buy fags, okay? Mm. But it's and I would love to be able to smoke 2 or 3 fags. Beautiful. But it's all or nothing.
You can't. You can't do that. I've thought about that one. Could I just be a social smoker instead and have maybe 1 or 2 a week? You can't do that. No.
You can't.
Yeah. No, you can't, Angie. You're right. Once you've been a smoker, there's no going back. There's no part-time smoking.
Yeah, but
go ahead, Angela. Yeah.
I know people who have gone to vaping now and will have 1 or 2 cigarettes when they're out. And I'm going, you're just totally defeating the purpose, like.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point? Vaping is just as bad. And what's the point?
To be fair, vaping is not just as bad. It's not as bad for your health. But mind you, you know, it's not good for your health either.
This vaping eventually, yes. But this vaping is toxic. I was in company there on the weekend, and there were these people smoking vape. I thought it was the most, talk about chemicals like this.
I think you might be right. You know, maybe in 20 years' time, something else will come out about, you know, the oils that are used in the vaping are having some sort of effect that we're not familiar with at the moment. Do me a favour, Mike and Angela, stay there because I need to come to Eddie and Siobhan. All right, let me just go to Eddie if I can. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, all you well?
Good evening. Happy New Year to you, Eddie.
Happy New Year to you, AJ and the gang.
All right, even though I know you're a Grinch and you don't even celebrate Christmas. There you go.
Oh, yeah, it's the most boring day of the year.
Yeah, there you go.
See. Anyway, all right. We digress.
I had a great Christmas, can I just point out? It was lovely. Really enjoyed it.
Happy days.
Yeah, Chitty, watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on Christmas Day, myself and Karen.
I can't watch a film that I've already seen unless I completely forgotten what it's about. I don't have the attention span. At the 5 minutes, I'll be like, no, I've seen it. I can't watch it. It'd be like watching a repeat of a football match for me. No.
You know the score. No, like.
Can't do it. can't do it.
All right, okay, getting back to the question, your argument is how are they going to police it? That's easy enough.
Well, 2 points, really. How are they going to police it? It's literally impossible to police. And secondly, I drink with a couple of lads that are smokers, right? And let's say the average lads live 10, 15 minutes walk away from the pub. They probably go out for a fag twice an hour. Are they expected to leave the pub, walk all the way home, have a fag, come back and do this all bleeding night? It would be a death knell of the pub industry. You're probably looking at, what, 30% of a patronage of a regular pub.
But they said, hold on a second. They said the smoking ban would be the death of the nightclub industry and the death of the bar industry. It really wasn't.
No, it wasn't because they created a smoking area for you to go. But if they take that away, then that's killing the pub industry. That's killing the pub industry. So where do my friends go for a cigarette? Do they have to walk all the way home?
No, they just give
them. Have their craft 5 minutes and come back?
No, they just give them up.
But they won't. The only way you're going to get rid of... No, the only way you're going to get people to give up fags if you just ban them completely and stop selling them. And then everyone has to go through cold turkey at the same time. Tough shit, you can't get them. Deal with it. But if you turn around and say, we're going to ban them for smoking here, but you can smoke there and still buy them, you're never going to get rid of the problem. You just have to turn around and go, right, from now on, for your own health, on this date, smoking is banned. We're not allowed to sell them anymore. And then everyone's stuck in the same boat. But to turn around and say, we're banning you from here.
You're stressing Angela out. You're stressing Angela out, even the thoughts of that stressing her out.
No, but Angela as a smoker. Yeah, but Angela as a smoker, right? If she was told, well, tomorrow you can't buy cigs anymore, she'd be heartbroken. But if she has no choice,
she
has to give them up there and then. Yeah,
she would.
That's the only way. You can't turn around and go, we're going to ban you from smoking in A, B, and C, but you can go to D. It doesn't work. I mean, all you're going to have, right, is people leaving the pub and going outside and hiding in the bushes. And having
you're saying about the policing aspect of it. Now, you could bring in policing. I mean, we didn't have... I mean, the previous smoking ban in workplaces, right, that we brought in 2003, it never had to be policed. People police themselves.
But that's different, Niall.
Why is it? Why is it different? This is just another place. It's just another place.
No, because you turned around and said, you can smoke in here, in this premises, but we will cater for you by building a little smoking area outside. So you only had to go another 10 feet away. But now when you turn around and say...
There was a time, Eddie, there was a time I would be sitting here at the microphone when I worked in previous radio stations. And I would have an ashtray in front of me. And it would be full by the end of the night. Now that doesn't happen, of course. You might notice that, you know, the news there's an ad break before the news and a promo. And that's enough time for me to nip down the stairs and have a quick smoke and back up again.
Yeah. But now, for example, say if they turn around to you and go, you're not allowed to smoke outside now. So what do? Give up work and stay at home because it's the only place you can have a fag?
I just have to deal with it. I would just have to deal with it.
You've been trying to bleed give up fags for years.
I know, but if I couldn't have a cigarette for the 3 hours that I'm on the air, it's not a big deal. I'll deal with it.
Yeah, but I guarantee when you went home, you'd puff like a bleeding steam train to make up for it.
But you don't. I mean, Angela mentioned it for a few minutes ago. You're not allowed to smoke on a flight, right? 9-hour flight to America, you can't smoke. But when you get off the plane, you might have two. But you don't puff like a steam train to make up for the six you haven't smoked in the last nine hours.
Niall, I do. When I finish work, right, because I mind kids. So when I finish work, I don't even think I have the car started and I have a cigarette and I could have three cigarettes on the way home.
See, I have a new rule in the last 3 weeks, by the way. I don't smoke in the car either.
No, I walk at the airport, right? And these little smoking booths that they have, when there's a few people in them, you can't even count the heads. All you can just see is white smoke.
But in the airport, it's Terminal 2 have a smoking area, isn't it?
In Shannon Airport, the best thing they ever did, thank you to the military, they built a smoking area for the military.
I'm trying to remember. So the terminal, when you come onto Dublin Airport, the first terminal on the left where all the American flights go out, what's that, Terminal 1 or 2? That's 2, is it? 2?
Terminal 2.
Okay, Terminal 1 then is where the smoking area. Terminal 1 has a smoking area. There's a bar in there that have an outdoor part of it. Okay, well, stay there both for a second. Let me go to Siobhan. I'm going to come to Peter as well. Siobhan, hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you, Niall. How are you?
Good. Did you have a few sleepovers during the Christmas?
I did. I've got another one tomorrow.
That's our little code. In case anyone doesn't know, that's our little private code. She had a few sleepovers.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
So anyway, Siobhan, you're a smoker. Yeah.
I am a vapor. I used to be a smoker. I wouldn't often have a cigarette now, but I am chugging on my vape constantly. Yeah.
Okay, so as in from tomorrow, let's say, you're not allowed to vape in a public place.
Yeah.
You're only allowed to vape in your own house or your own car. Would you be all right with it? Would you deal with it?
Well, yeah, I deal with it by vaping in places. I shouldn't be vaping.
Oh, so you'd just break the law?
I would just break the law, yeah. I'd nip into a toilet somewhere. I tell you what I have done before, and this is terrible, but I've had my vape... Oh, God, this is terrible. I've had my vape down the sleeve of my jacket.
Okay.
And had my hand up on my cheek. And I am puffing on.
Well, on a plane?
I look like a secret agent.
Can I? I'll be honest then, okay? I vaped on planes when I used to vape.
And I don't see the problem with that.
Well, here's the way to do it. If you want to vape on a plane, right, here's how you do it, okay? All you do is take your vape.
I did this, Niall. I did this.
Suck, and then get a napkin and put the napkin up to your mouth and blow back through the napkin and no smoke comes out because the napkin catches all the vape. Yeah.
Just hold your breath, but you've got to be careful of the light. The light is going to get
hold your off. Breath. You don't hold your breath, Siobhan. You'll die hold if you breath. Hold your breath.
You don't. Obviously, you don't hold it forever. Yeah. You just hold it for a couple of seconds. It's gone. You know,
vapes on a plane.
There's a movie. There is a movie in that vapes on a plane. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a really unhealthy way to smoke on a plane? A vape is when you inhale, you inhale twice. So okay. You inhale the smoke and then inhale again. And when you blow out, the smoke doesn't come out.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Well, the napkin does the job. Or if you even your shirt or something like that, your jacket. Or what I'll do is I blow it down into me jacket. That was when I used to vape. Now that was years ago.
You know what? You're all just proving that this smoking ban wouldn't work by this conversation.
but not for those reasons.
Yeah, but smoking is different, Eddie. You can't hide the smoke from a cigarette. You can hide the vape.
But you're vaping and you're still bleeding, hiding it, you know?
Yeah, but it's easy to hide the vape. The smoke you can't, the smell, you know, the smell of it and everything else.
Yeah. You got to put it out.
I'll be honest, I have smoked in the toilets in the toilets in the airports, right?
Yeah.
I will just, two puffs is all I need. But also what I've done is in JFK, they have an outdoor area for dogs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you'd fit right in there. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. Sorry.
My New Year's resolution is trying to be good to people. I can bite me tongue.
I've actually gone outside there. It's down by gate 26 and I've gone out there and had a cigarette.
Right, okay. Have you ever smoked on a plane? Cigarette?
Yeah. Oh, do you remember when you used to be able to do that years
ago? Yeah, down the back of the plane. Yeah, 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 yeah.
At the back of the plane. And then what would happen is if you couldn't get a smoking seat, you'd go down there, goes there in time.
Yeah, can I swap? Yeah, can I swap for half an hour?
And I always thought, what is the point when it's inside in an airplane and the smoke is going all over anyway?
Yeah, but it kind of did. It did limit it to a certain part of the plane. Although it was a bit daft. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. So, Siobhan, you're saying they won't be able to police it?
No, they won't. See, what they're trying to do is just squeeze the smokers out. You know.
This is true. They are. But they don't want you smoking, which is not such a bad thing.
We're all just being herded, aren't we? We're all just being shunted into, you know, into
dog areas.
With Angela. But actually, hold on for a second, all of you. I got 3.5 minutes. I want to bring in Peter Dooley. Happy New Year, Peter.
Happy New Year, Niall, to yourself and your team and Karen as well.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Now, Peter, you're a man who is not happy. What did you say, Siobhan? What about us?
I said, what about us?
Well, you're on the air.
Happy New Year, Siobhan.
Yeah, it's assumed.
Happy New Year. Yeah, thanks, Peter.
Stop. The show is getting worse. It's like a soap. Sorry, Peter, from the Dublin Renters Union. Peter, you're a man who doesn't agree with control. I suppose for you, this is more about control, isn't it? Or I don't know. Maybe I'm preempting what you're going to say.
I think I don't smoke, but I think the conversation has led me to buying a pack of cigarettes, listening to you so excitingly talking about cigarettes smoking.
But I mean, the reason for the conversation is Milan are banning smoking in public places. Now, by the way, again, I say to you, they say it's to improve air quality, which I think is a load of shite. Let's be clear about that. Yeah. You know, it's not going to improve air quality to have, you know, Siobhan not smoking outside. That's stupid.
No.
Well, Milan, in fairness, is one of the most polluted cities in the world. Like, and the issues aren't, it's not down to cigarette smoking. I wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't think so.
That's a draconian measure, like, to pull a mile. Like, I don't smoke myself, and I think the thing is, it's just restrictive on people's rights, in public spaces in particular. Like, most people are cognizant if they're in areas where children are around or sporting events and stuff. They don't smoke.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things you're not allowed to do in public places. And we kind of we're okay with that. You're not allowed to take your clothes off in a public place. You're not allowed to drink alcohol in a public place, depending on the bylaws in the council area you're in. You're not allowed to do it. There's a lot of things you're not allowed to do in a public space, and we just accept those things.
Yeah, Yeah, well, exactly. People police themselves. Like, I think they know.
But that's what I'm saying. If you brought this in tomorrow, people would probably police themselves anyway.
Well, that's the important thing. People do police themselves. But I think what's more important, I think, as well, is the fact that why don't they go after the cigarette manufacturers? Why don't they go after a longer-term plan in terms of reducing nicotine content in cigarettes? Why don't they look at, try education around with younger children as well and getting, people to move away from it? Because we know what the health implications of smoking, like many more.
But I think we have been doing a lot of... Yeah, Peter, we have been doing a lot. I mean, cigarette companies have been sued by so many people in mass lawsuits now at this stage. We have been doing a lot of those things over the last 20 years. When you look, certainly over the last 30 or 40 years, we've gone from 80% of the population smoking down to like 20%.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you don't need an any state. You don't need them to tell you where you can and can't do something, especially in a public space. Mm. Like, you know, it's up to people themselves to make their own mature decisions based on themselves. Like, it's not down to the state to control everything. They're doing micromanage their lives. Mm. I think that's where I have an issue with, like, you know, and that's coming from a point of view of a non-smoker who fully understands the health implications of smoking. But, like, unfortunately, you can't just ban something overnight. And, like, you know, people have, it's hugely addictive issues with nicotine and many more addictive substances that are all making huge profits for big corporations.
Couldn't agree with you more. Mind you, I would like to see Angela and Siobhan giving them up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
As well as me.
Someday. I will when I'm ready.
It's €6 a pack in Italy. No.
Mm.
It's €6 a pack.
€20 a pack here, yeah.
Well, yeah, look at the amount of taxation that's been taken in by the government as well. And where does that go? You know, the health service.
I can tell you, I'm not spending €20 on a package.
Yeah, you're buying them off some mate who's getting them duty free. Yeah, I know.
No.
Angela, you're a liar. You told me before that it was worth your while going on a plane to England and buying them, or the boat or something, and buying them and coming back.
That's why I just said I'm not buying it off a mate for duty free. I'm buying them in duty free myself.
Mm.
So, yeah, I fly over there for the day and I get my fags.
And fly back.
She's more air miles than the average jumbo.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.